It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Monday, July 13th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. 4,489 COVID-19 tests were completed. 92 came back positive yesterday, just a 2% positive rate. In total, there are now 4,334 cases. Of those, 764 remain active, and that number continues to climb. Still 87 deaths being reported in the state as well. The state of North Dakota announced its Economic Resiliency Grant Program for businesses that have been impacted by COVID-19. The intent of ERG is to provide financial resources that help get customers back into the marketplace. A single business can get up to $50,000 and up to $100,000 for two business locations. You can find a link to apply on newsdakota.com. Just go to our article titled Economic Resiliency Grant Available for ND Businesses. The Dickey County Health District will be in Oaks today giving vaccinations at Hockenberry Park. You must call to schedule an appointment. You can reach them at 349-4348 and check out your vaccination status. Two people were injured in a rollover near Steele on Saturday. The Highway Patrol reports that a 2004 Chevy Silverado driven by a 17-year-old male was traveling south when he drove off the shoulder, overcorrected, and entered the ditch. An 18-year-old passenger named Roger Yankton III was ejected and sustained serious injuries. The 17-year-old driver also received injuries, not quite as serious. The crash remains under investigation. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found at our website, newsdakota.com.